92 with a young manager at the Vars, and then come to this, and you realise that this is the top end, this is the echelon of non-league football, and all the focus is on this, and it's far more rewarding, you know, to say the least. It's a game of football that we just can't lose. You know, we're actually playing at Wembley, the home of English football, probably the home of world football, and you can't lose when you're playing at a venue like that.
Yeah, people look for recipes for success, and you can only look back over the last 3 years, and we've got a togetherness, we're a tight bunch, and when we bring players in, they've got to be the right players, and if they're the wrong players, then we quickly get rid of them. You know, it's as simple as that, because we at our club, we can't afford to have any bad apples.
What does it mean to the club to win the trophy?
It means a lot to the club, because like Mick and I were saying earlier, you know, that there's people who have been at that club for 30 years and working, and that's the difference between us and Cambridge, that, you know, when you speak to their chairman, every single position, whether it's a steward, gate person or bar person, they're all paid for, whereby ours are all voluntary, you know, and that's how a club like Gosport survives. So it's good for those people that they're getting a reward at the end of a hard season.
Do you know what I love as well is that you've got the likes of, you know, plasterers, scaffolders, you know, people who are doing a day job. The magic of it, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a reward for you know, some of these players. That's the dirty side of football, non-league football, that other people don't see. You know, players getting home at 2-3 in the morning from a long trip of North Birmingham and then getting up for a day's work. And because of what the FA have done to us this year and not extending the season and starting the season late, we've got to play three times a week. Now, I can't see any professional footballer playing Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday, but mine have to, and they have to work Monday to Friday. So I thank the league for that.
Do you like the fact that all of a sudden all these new fans are creeping out the woodwork? Actually, like, walking out to Wembley in front of thousands of people. I mean, how do you think your players will cope with that? How do you think your players will feel?
I'm lucky in that respect, that when you look at my squad, you know, look at Tim Sills has done it twice. Sammy Igoe's done it in playoff finals. Mike Gosney's done it in FA Vars final. Forbesy and Smithy's done it in a Vars final. So I've got a lot of experience there where players have got that type of experience, and they shouldn't be overawed. And like I said, you know, every single one of those players, their mindset is that this is Cambridge's cup to lose and not to win. And we can go and play without fear, like I said, and anything can happen on the day.